This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Grace Yinger's in studio, plus Tom's bassoon repairman and machete. It's all coming up right after this.
There's a singing single, a selling celebrity. There's a rage in marriage. There's a grave in gravy. There's a dump in dumpling. A liver in delivery. There's a pay in every patriot. And a spit in hospitality. But there's a tuna. There's a tuna. There's a tuna in every opportunity. Chunk White or Abercore, guess who's knocking at your door? It's the tuna of opportunity.
All right.
If you take the two A's out of aardvark, if you take the two L's out of llama, if you take the two O's out of ooze, put them all together, they spell
hello.
But there's a tuna. There's a tuna. There's a tuna in every opportunity. Chunk Light or Abacore, guess who's knocking at your door? It's the tuna of opportunity. There's a dye in every diet. There's a gas in gastrointestinal tract. There's a man in mental illness. And overeat and overreact. Usually Del Monte knocks in the morning. Sometimes bumblebee in the afternoon. But once in a while, chicken of the sea after midnight. But it's always star-kissed before the dawn. Yes, there's a tuna. There's a tuna. There's a tuna in every opportunity. Chunk Light or Abacore, guess who's knocking at your door? It's the tuna of opportunity. Oh, water, oil, or ahi, you should give it a try. The tuna of opportunity.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Is that a Q-tip or is that your tongue?
There you go.
If you can't tell the difference.
You really know how to sweet talk the ladies, don't you?
Oh, so you could be detailing your bassoon. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah, that's relatable.
I just ran into my friend who's the world-renowned bassoon repairman.
Oh, come on.
How do you have one of those? How?
Who cares? And so what?
Hey, I just ran into my buddy.
You are the weirdest person on the planet.
Does he have a pager?
Right?
If you Google bassoon repairman worldwide, he's the guy.
Well, how many? many are
All right,
there?
I'm doing it.
Man, I don't care.
How many are there? Four?
I think he's really the man. He was with a woman who'd flown in with her bassoon from Australia. You know what a good bassoon costs? Are you kidding me?
Once again, I don't care.
Really?
Don't care.
You don't like a good bassoon solo?
Is his name Keith?
I bet you're on the wrong Google.
All I see is Keith, too.
Thanks. Yeah.
So tell your friend to work harder.
You obviously went to Goggle as opposed to Google.
Is it Chad?
No, it's Paul.
He doesn't even show up.
No,
he's a nobody in the bassoon world, apparently.
Did you spell bassoon right?
Why do you say it like that? Bassoon.
Bassoon.
No.
How do you say it?
Bassoon.
Bassoon, okay.
Just what he said.
No. His name is Paul?
Yeah, Paul Norby.
Oh, yep. I'm sorry, because I said Norby, and you didn't say anything. That is the first one that comes up.
I told you, worldwide. Yeah. I ran into him. He's having lunch at this restaurant, and
this
lady has come in from Australia. Can you imagine you flying from Australia just to have your bassoon repaired? That's amazing.
Why didn't she just mail the bassoon?
Yeah, no joke.
She didn't have to arrive.
You think you'd throw a bassoon in the mail? You'd have to put it in like one of those ski cases.
Still got to be cheaper than flying you and the bassoon.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe they probably don't have a lot of
a
people.
Ski case.
Oh, I see. You're saying
they can talk to.
And her and Paul probably.
No, not at all. I'm just saying. Okay. When you're a bassoon repairman,
I owe Paul an apology. I am sorry.
In the last just over a minute, here's what you said that no one can relate to. Bassoon, or is you bassoon?
Bassoon
or bassoon?
Right.
Bassoon.
It's a bassoon. Yeah.
Bassoon repairman, ski case.
Hey, you know those hard cases you put your skis in to travel. You throw a bassoon on one of those. I mean, would you ship a? I mean, a good bassoon can cost six figures.
I will.
What?
I'm going.
No.
Sure.
$100,000.
If you buy the first bassoon, maybe.
$100,000 for a bassoon.
Easy.
Created.
Easy.
Oh, come on.
You want a good one or do you want a cheap
one? I'm going to say how much a bassoon costs on Amazon
six-figure bassoon.
You're going to get a Kmart bassoon.
Everybody who's in this conversation hates you right now.
Bassoon or bassoon?
It's a bassoon. His uptown accent.
Isn't that
out.
A great name, though, for this thing?
No.
It's a silly-sounding name.
Prices range from $3,000 to $30,000.
That's for the cheap ones.
For the most in-demand professional instruments. Okay,
well, really?
You know how much a good cello can cost?
Oh, my God.
$3 million. Yeah, is that what you're going to tell us?
Yo-Yo Ma's playing it.
This is a bassoon. You like it?
At least you said it.
It's the morning, sports fans!
Isn't that a great sound?
I'll go so far as it's objectionable.
Yeah. I had to sit next to the bassoon player in band, and it was, not worth it.
Oh, I always love when somebody else in band judges another person.
So
that's all we do.
Talk about a nerd.
Now, see, Grace, I don't want to get personal here, but I mean, if someone is a quality bassoon player, I assume their ability.
They have good lungs, and they would be.
Well, their fingering skills. Extraordinary, yeah. What do you mean, Ned?
After listening to him, because, as I was first chair flautist in my band, thank you, and had to sit next
to him. Nothing
like
a great flautist.
Yeah. But he was not good.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
$100,000.
I see there's the highest one I can find is $31,295.50.
Yeah,
it's probably.
And that one's gold plated. Here's the guy who crapped in your bassoon, Charlie.
I'm just saying, Christy, if you get the cheap bassoon, you get the $30,000 one, get the extended warranty. That's all I'm saying.
When's the last time you purchased a musical instrument?
I bought a guitar 6 weeks ago. I bought another guitar.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yes, it counts.
No, why are you saying that? Your dad buys new trumpets every time I walk into it.
He doesn't pay six figures for a trumpet. Oh, he bought a new horn from England. For less than six figures.
Okay, well,
Less than five.
Less than six. So it was less than $100,000. What a steal. I can't believe I'm dealing with
it. What do you mean? You can't get a good bassoon for less than $100,000?
In your world,
I'm just saying the go-to bassoon guy is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now and thinking your bassoon needed to be fixed.
Tom's got the guy.
Yeah.
I've got the guy.
I would like to meet a friend of yours that doesn't get a paycheck or is truly a friend.
Oh, I have plenty of actual friends. I would just never associate them with any of you.
I appreciate that, especially if we want to talk about bassoon repair over lunch. We all thank you.
What are you
that.
Good at fixing? Anything?
Me? Yeah, I'm good at drinks. Fixing stuff.
Thank you, Christy. Sometimes you throw a slow pitch. You figure guaranteed home run. Christy steps to the plate.
He does make a good drink.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh my God!
That's very offensive.
Sorry.
Would you I'm like glad to so more? Well everyone knows so every each other so well in this room.
Would you like to hear some more bassoon music?
No, thank you.
Mm-mm, sorry. In any event, we'll move on. Christy Lee is at the... Oh, you know what I want to find out about?
Oh, God.
You teased the story about the stab-proof vest.
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to work.
Oh, good.
You might want to order one of those.
Yeah, we'll order the knives.
Yeah. Well, we can have a knife throwing contest.
I have a machete in my car.
What?
Right now you have a machete in your car.
In your car right now.
Yeah. I want to see it.
Are you taking it to get it sharpened? Because you said that it didn't really...
Yeah, it's not...
Do you have the world's foremost machete sharpener on speed dial?
Well, wait a minute. Did you only get the $40,000 machete? Tom, everybody knows a good machete is $160,000.
Where do you take...
Here we go. Wait.
Take it this is a bassoon somewhere in
eventually
there.
Eventually.
That's fun. There's also 18 other instruments. That's just like a symphony.
It sounds like a car wreck. Please participate in our poll on Twitter. The question is, have you ever heard of a bassoon? So far, 82% have.
Sure, yeah, I at least heard of it.
And I voted no.
I do know of.
Would you like me to sing the bass line from March Militaire on the bass clarinet?
Yes, I would. Don't worry, everybody. Only 7 more minutes.
Brilliant. Unbelievable.
That's just the bass
clarinet. Like there's a bass
that's
clarinet
the first
here.
Chair bass clarinet.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Is that your way of telling us you played bass?
No.
First
could
chair
we
bass?
Could we move on to the stab-proof vest, please?
A 22-year-old in the UK died after stabbing himself in the chest.
Wait, the guy's dead.
Hmm?
All right. Yeah, we'll ring a lot of comedy out
to see if his vest was in fact...
Remember, no matter how hard you're laughing, the guy is dead. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
See if the vest
how is
was
this
stabbed
my fault?
Proof.
What happened
you brought
now?
It to our attention. An inquest into the man's death revealed that Jordan Easton was at a friend's house and said...
The late.
We'll refer to him as the decedent.
Yeah, the stabbed to death, Jordan Easton.
Here's the thing. We could have just as easily not done this story.
No, but this is like that same idiot that had his girlfriend shoot him through a phone book.
Another incredibly sad...
And she's on trial for that.
Well, good. They're both morons, and he's
and
a dead moron.
And
it's his own fault.
I thought she was
pregnant. Yes, everything about it's perfect. The guy's an idiot, and it's because he wants to be on YouTube.
Yeah, but that poor kid doesn't have a chance.
All right, so this guy said...
Inquest into the man's death revealed Jordan Easton was at a buddy's house, said he was wearing a, quote, stab-proof vest. According to Teesside Assistant Coroner Karen Welsh,
news
Easton,
comes first. Oh, no. All right.
She's the coroner, you
this
moron.
This is in the UK. Easton took a knife from the kitchen and drove it into his chest. He died at the hospital in North Tess. The assistant.
Look at him. He's truly enjoying it. His head's turning red. He's laughing as hard as he's ever laughed.
He's an idiot.
The assistant coroner recorded a verdict of misadventure. That's an English term, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Misadventure.
I love that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's on the
death
certificate of Brian Jones of the Rolling Stone.
Being told by my nerd friend, Mike. Morning, Mike. He hates to admit it, but Tom's friend, the bassoon repairman, was his band teacher.
Yes, he's a great guy.
He's an incredible guy.
He's a great guy.
Thank you, Mike.
But he's the number one bassoon guy. If anyone listening thinking I can't get my bassoon fixed, we got the guy for
it's
you.
It's bassoon, yeah. Not bassoon.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, depends what hemisphere you're in.
Oh, my God.
He meant by that was...
Now,
you're all beneath
what
me.
Cast system? Yeah.
Exactly.
For now, those of you in steerage...
Yes.
I have a question. Do they use the bassoon in the marching
bassoon?
Band?
Bassoon?
No.
It's not in the marching band.
No, it's not. Not regularly.
That's a double reed instrument, so it's brutal to play those. But in the marching band, no?
No, the only reed instruments that march are clarinets and saxophones.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, good. That'd be really a bear. You have to, a wheel for the thing.
Remember the Woody Allen movie where he played the cello in the marching band?
Yeah, he has to keep catching up to the band.
He had to keep getting up and moving his chair.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Let's get back to the idiot stabbing himself in the chest while wearing the stab-proof vest. Wouldn't you just take the vest and, maybe, put it around a basketball and try that before you rub a...
You would, ideally, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, and I do have a machete in my car right now.
Yeah,
Let's a machete to have it?
You bring that machete in here, I'm going to cut your head off. How about that?
And then I'm not bringing it in.
Do you have it in to cut the blind spot out of here? Because I've seen you do that on a few occasions.
That's why you brought it in.
Yeah.
I thought you said it's not cutting.
I know. That's why I've got to go get it.
Where do you take it to get it sharpened?
I don't know. Not to my buddy Paul, who's fixing bassoons.
Maybe the bassoon repairman could branch out and
wait a minute.
Maybe he's got a machete sharpener.
Sometime soon, outside of the studio, you're going to be hacking away.
Yes. At the end of the driveway.
Have you never seen this?
Somebody alert me when this happens.
We're going to have to get lawn chairs and a grill.
I do think there's video of this somewhere.
There's another place where it comes out of the woods over here where it's a terrible dangerous turn.
Right.
And so I'll get up early on a Sunday morning, wait for the sun to rise, and go out there with my thing and hack away. And
will you please, you got to wear a pith helmet when you do it.
Okay.
And then,
there's a pith helmet.
There's a road right there, sort of break through, and when there are cars passing, look totally surprised.
Like I'm emerging from the jungle.
Yes.
I had no idea civilization was here.
You finally found civilization.
I haven't eaten for weeks. Does anyone have a bassoon and a sailboat?
You said it correctly then.
Yeah.
Bassoon.
Yeah,
thank you.
I got it. Okay, there you go. In any event. So I'm sorry about the kid that died with the vest on.
No, you're not. No, you're
fault.
Not.
It's his own fault. What was his last thought? Whoops, wrong vest?
Maybe, yeah.
Nope, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I shouldn't believe all advertisements.
Yeah. So, was it advertised as being stab-proof?
I don't know.
I hope he gave it a very poor review on Amazon.
I don't think he
did. Yes.
His dying words, none out of 5 stars.
Maybe his dying words were, well, I'm glad I didn't try the bulletproof helmet.
wrong.
Got another teen in the news, but this one at least lives.
Okay.
What happened?
No matter how you turn that USB cable, it's not going to fit. A 13-year-old boy had a smartphone cable removed from his penis after it became knotted in his bladder.
Oh, my God. That's like tying a cherry stem with your tongue. How do you knot a cord in your bladder?
An unnamed teen.
Why do you put it in there?
Had his parents show up at the hospital in China's Heilongjiang province.
What kind of cable? Was it USB?
Yes, I said that.
Well, it's last year's cable. This guy's no wonder. Got to get the lightning cord. Over
After the 7.8-inch long USB cable he inserted into his penis
USB
became stuck.
On one end, man. Lightning on the other.
You put the lightning in. If you're going to cram this thing up your way.
Maybe not. Maybe he likes the bigger end. He likes the USB end.
Okay. According to Dr. Juan Lian, the boy cut off one end of the cable before inserting it into his urethra.
Oh, okay.
So there was nothing at the bottom.
Oh, well.
That almost sounds reasonable.
The teen reportedly said he was, quote-unquote, curious about his genitalia. Doctors successfully removed the cable by surgically cutting the tangled cable and removing it through the urethra. We all went through phase.
This is why we need comprehensive sex education in American schools.
How old is he, though? 17?
13.
Oh, okay.
Well, the good thing is he's now back up to 98%.
Ah.
So that's good, yeah.
He's charging his penis.
You're right.
It's a whole new definition of shock it up.
Yeah, baby.
What does shock it up mean?
It's like a, it's a sex thing. I don't know.
The shocker?
Yeah. Isn't that what it is?
So before somebody uses the shocker,
they're supposed to say they go, shock it up.
I'm about to shock it up.
Shock it up. Shock it up.
That's another reference to high school. It would be because we were the Bulldogs, and they would say, "Where are my dogs at?" And the rest of the crowd would say, "Shock it up," and do the...
And hold up the shocker.
That's right. We got a lot of, away with a lot. The spirit section at my school now is called the Bone Zone. I don't know who let that happen.
The Bone Zone?
Yeah.
Wow, we used to call it dog bones. Dogs like bones.
Yeah.
And we used to call that the trombone section on the band.
No, those are the boners.
Well. So this kid's cramming a cord up his male member.
Yeah.
Ah, the experimental stage.
Poor what? Thing. Who's experimenting with that?
That kid? This isn't the first time we've had this story.
I've got an analog penis in a digital world. Shock it up.
Shock it up. We're watching history here, folks. Tom is writing a song that might be a hit.
An analog penis in a digital world. Shock it up.
Or he's having a mental breakdown, and we're all witnessing.
A few of you guys have had a breakdown in the last few weeks. Jess had hers on the Week in Review this last week.
So does his erection get better Wi-Fi? Better Wi-Fi now.
I don't know any more details on what I've shared.
Wow. Where'd they find his fax machine?
Up his ass, Tom. Is that what you want?
Hang on, I'm getting a fax. Yeah, I shoved a fax in my ass.
Yeah, there's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the hell?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.